We've had a few discussions, and they want to be here and we want to keep them, so, you know, nobody's getting hung up about it at the moment. We'd like to tie something up, but we'll take our time.
But it's sort of very early stages you've had.
Yeah.
But both parties are pretty calm about it, for the sounds of it.
Yeah, very relaxed, yeah. Yeah. No, they want to be here and we want them here, so that's good enough for now, really.
Yeah, and I mean, is that's very early on, is it?
Yeah. I mean, we started talking at the end of last season about extending it, and we'll progress it over the next couple of weeks, I think.
But no one's in any hurry, and I think you've got the relationship where, you know, they would come and talk to you if anybody came in for you anyway, or anything, wouldn't they?
Yeah, I mean, if they go, they go, don't they? You know, there's nothing we can do to stop that. Obviously, we'll be looking for compensation, but they want to manage at a higher level, and we want to be at a higher level, so it sort of seems to fit very well with both of us at the moment that they want to be here.
And I get the impression that you're sort of similar characters, because you're very demanding to work for. I've seen that at the football club. But you like things done in a certain way, don't you? And they're exactly the same on the football side.
There's only one way to do things, isn't there?
Do things properly.
Try and do it properly, yeah. We're fitting well. I mean, we in life you don't agree on everything, do you? But I think we've got a pretty good relationship. And, I mean, they're very professional. I think, you know, the pre-season's starting to show now that, that was worthwhile, getting everybody in a week early. Maybe did a little bit too much because we had a few injuries, but we'll learn from that for next season. And it's a great start to the season, isn't it? Yeah, a little bit flat today because I didn't think we played very well. I know that sounds bizarre, but we just beat the top
team.
This is
what I mean. With you and the manager, I always sense you're almost perfectionist. You want everything to be as perfect as it can be.
Well, you know how well the lads can play. You know, the game last Saturday against Workington, I thought we were absolutely outstanding. And we weren't really on a game today, to be honest. But, you know, we'll come away with the points, so that's all that matters, really.
Now, the other thing that sort of always loomed there in the background is the ground situation. Just to clarify for people who don't understand it, in terms of getting up to Blue Square Premier, there's no issue with that.
You're fully
all right.
Yep.
It's once you get there and want to get into the Football League where the lease is a problem. Is that right?
Yeah, you need a 10-year lease. We're away from the Football League. We're away from Blue Square Premier at the moment. You know, I mean, can't get carried away. We had nine games. And there's no problem in going back in the Prem. I think it just requires the season you go in plus one more season, and we've got about 7 or 8 years left on the lease. We're working on that anyway. You know, we've got early days, but we're starting to work on the move to a new ground. But as always, we'll give you the information when it's a bit firmer.
a bit like the manager, it's very early days, is it, with that?
Yeah, it is.
I suppose you've not really been able to concentrate that because you've had so much to deal with in the first, 3 years you've been in there?
Yeah, no, I mean, the first 2 years were just desperate, really, in terms of stopping the club being wound up. Then, obviously, the recession hit, and we had to sort of look at Chestnut Homes as well. And then this last season, it started to come together, you know. There's a big, big difference in the club. It's financially, it's a lot more secure than it was. The community side's growing, so it's all going in the right direction, and there's a real buzz about the place, which is obviously helped by what's happening on the pitch. But now we are, you know, starting to look a bit more at the ground situation. It is hampered by planning at the moment. It's a bit of an impasse, really, on flood risk in terms of planning. But we're already talking to the planners and seeing, you know, how something could be moved forward. But no real timescales on that at the moment.
And it's difficult from the football club's point of view to do this, because on the one hand, you're thinking, well, we're not in the Blue Square Premier yet, but, you know, we're not in that situation. But then if you suddenly found yourself in, you know, you wouldn't really want to be in a league knowing you couldn't get out of it, would you? It would be an awful situation to be in.
Well, we wouldn't get in that situation. We'd obviously look at ground sharing or whatever if it meant we couldn't go up. We want to resolve the ground situation as soon as possible, as the landowners do as well. So we would have moved it forward a bit quicker if the planning situation allowed. That's really what's holding it up.
And finally, I mean, word on the fans, you mentioned the recession. They're still coming out in incredible numbers for you. 400 today, 1,500, 1,600, 1,700 gates at home.
So they should. We're playing really well. They're just fantastic, aren't they? They just deserve everything. They've been through such a lot, haven't they, over the last few years. So to put a smile back on their face is brilliant, really.